Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazo Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Which bus is it? Where is Sammy? He's not yet in. Oh, mother, sit down, okay? I didn't know. Preach there. Why? Alright. How many of you are excited to be in church this morning? I believe that the power of God will touch you. Alright. Okay. As you stay close to the Lord, okay, the power of God will follow you and you become another person. Okay, you become, when we say you are another person, it means you have become proper. Yes. Yeah. Some of you in your raw state, you are, boss, give me a little volume, okay, because I'm shouting. In your raw state, you are not proper, okay? But God will make you proper. Say amen. Oh, the choir says, now they're like, oh, you are proper already. You are proper. I say, God will make you proper. Amen. Yes. Your destiny will change. And you become a proper person in the name of Jesus. We are still in the month of Anakazo. And we are preaching from this book. How you can preach salvation. Say amen. Amen. Everybody say, how you can preach salvation. Oh, I didn't hear you. Say, how you can preach salvation. Yeah. You see, the most important, listen, I'll say it again. The most important thing in this life, hear me and hear me well. I'm saying what? The most important thing in this life is your salvation. Say amen. It's your salvation. When you are saved, you are complete. When the hand of the Lord is able to reach you, you are complete. Do you understand? Education is important. It's good to go to school, all right, to study social studies. What are some of the confused things you study? Yeah, in social studies you study colonization and what? You don't go to school or what? You study rainbow. You see? So even though education is important, education is not as important as salvation. Salvation brings light. You see, anybody who is not saved, I'm about to close. Anybody who is not saved is in darkness. Do you know what it means to be in darkness? It means that there is no light. How many of you have been to a village where there is no light before? Lift up your hands. It means those of you at the back, where you were born in Accra all your life. And as you are even in Accra, you have not seen light off before. You have never slept in a room where the light is out before. Behaving like human beings. When you are in a room where there is no light, it means you are in darkness. But the moment the light comes, that is salvation. May you see the light in Jesus' name. Everybody sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. May you see the light in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah.
Light. It's very important. Light. That's when they give the light off, you shout, oh. Because it's important. You see, but amazingly, okay, we like darkness. Man has been designed to like darkness. Open to John chapter 3 and verse 19. I'll show you. You like darkness. You see, because it is in darkness that bad things happen. How many of you understand this one? That bad things happen in darkness. Who here, you steal when the light is on? No. You don't steal when there's light. You steal when the lights are off. The last time you stole that fish, it was when the lights were off. And so you don't like it when you are, Do someone have to open your Bible? You don't know where John is. You don't know where John is. John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Light has come into the world. I feel I'm preaching. Light. You see, the devil will fight this particular thing because he knows that light is coming. Light has come into the world. The light that has come is the salvation you have received. Yes. But listen to what happens next. He said, and men. Everybody say men. If you are a man, lift up your hand. You are a man. When Bible says men, it's referring to both boys and girls. Men. He said, and men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Queen, you don't understand. You love darkness. Have you stolen before? Yeah. When you were stealing the money, didn't you make sure everybody was not there? That is darkness. If you're about to steal, you must ensure that nobody is around. Is that not how you do it? Hey. Come and preach. No, come and preach. Preach. Come and preach. Come and preach. Annette, come and you have a microphone or you come and preach. I bet they are not minding me. It's like I'm preaching to angels who have not done anything bad before. Meanwhile, yesterday, if I saw a professor right now, yes, even this morning when you were coming to church, you knew what you have done. Foolish boys and girls. Yeah. Men laugh. Everybody has something they like. Oh. Yeah. Monkeys don't eat kinky. No. Monkeys like banana. Adun suma kwadun. Do you understand? The English version of that song is monkey chop banana. Monkeys don't eat pizza. Have you seen a monkey eating pizza before? And drinking Pepsi. I mean, how? They say it's not a good monkey. Monkey deer. And what mean? A banana. And if you give monkey apple, it will not chew. You are an Ewe girl, and you are telling us that your favorite food is rice. How? It's actually finished. Where is Queen? Queen, it's actually finished, and you are. What is your favorite food? She doesn't even have to. We will tell. We will say it for her. Yeah. Yeah. Me loved darkness, but you see the light in Jesus' name. Oh, I say you will see the light in Jesus' name. Light is coming your way this morning. Say amen. Light. 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 That is why people, Master Man, volume kakarate. Oh, I should leave so that I come and preach. Amen, America. She said, me chano kansana. With the bejiska, bejiska. Shade muska. Hey, run on if you do dash you money. Of money. Take your shankum fee. Bring it. There's feedback. Bring the money. If you can do the kitty, yes, without kitty. If you can do without it, I'll give you the money. Men loved darkness. Men, I still cannot see, hear myself. Men loved darkness rather than light. But you will not love darkness. I say you will lose appetite for darkness. You will love the light. Yeah. Today, I'm preaching from salvation. How you can preach salvation. Salvation message 51 is called One Thing Needful. One thing is needful. One thing. Everybody say one thing. Say one thing. Yeah. One thing is needful. By the time we finish, you understand. One thing. Only one thing. Yeah. Only one thing. Are you there? Are you there? Luke chapter 10. Verse 38. Luke chapter 10. Everybody open your Bible. Luke chapter 10. Verse 38. One thing is needful. One thing. Many things can be around, but only one thing is needed. Yes. If you are doing okra stew, one thing is needful. You need that particular thing for the stew to be okra. You can't prepare okra stew with granules. No, 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 no. Hunger is important, but hunger is not needful when it comes to okra stew. Okra stew, the needful thing, one thing needful, there will be what? Okra. You need okra. You need okra. I'm preaching. Now, it came to pass. It came to pass means a betrayal mukoye. It came to pass. As they went, that he entered a certain village. Jesus entered a certain village. By the way, we ask you to go and preach. You don't want to go. You don't like to preach at places where there's no light. You must go to villages. Even Jesus, he went to village. Dorcas, are you more important than Jesus? Eh? You are not important than Jesus. Jesus went to village. He entered. Some of you, your grandmother said, come and visit her in the village. You don't want to go. You don't want to go. But Jesus entered into a, even the village, I know him. They say a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Hallelujah. And she had a sister called Mary. So this is the way people give birth to twins and their girls. They call them Martha and Mary. When you give birth to your twins, you call them what? You call them Martha and Mary. Look at you. Martha and Mary. How many of you know twins? Two twins. Twins who are called Martha and Mary. Where? Irene, where? Where? In your area? Hey, are you in your area? Irene, in your area? Abigail, there is some twin B called Martha and Mary in your area. I'll ask Asantra, there's some twin. Now you have told the truth. Who also know Martha and Mary somewhere? Where? Who else? Chifogbe ni womo, my school. Are they your class? Your juniors? Oh, come off for them. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Jesus, you have come to our house. Listen to the story. You, Jesus, you were passing and you came to our house as man of God that you have come. You, if man of God has come to your house, what are you supposed to do? You must serve man of God, isn't it? And so Jesus has come. Do you understand? The last time I went to Eunice's house, yes, man of God, they were serving me. Man of God. Yeah. I sat down, they brought drinks. No. I have to enjoy. No, there's some sound. Remove treble, remove bass. You remove off. Hey. That ping is disturbing me. I sat down. And they were serving me. Do no serving. Real serving, no. Drinks upon drinks. With chips. Yeah. After that, then they brought fufu. It was fufu. And ostrich meat. Yeah, an ostrich meat. Help me chili and then. And then you think I came to Accra to come and see the CEO. Hey, come up for the young man of God. So you, Jesus, you were passing. Do you see? And you came to a house. And Martha is in the kitchen. By the way, when we come and visit you, you must go to the kitchen and cook. Some of you sisters, you must learn to cook. It's not only tea. Only Indomie girls that you have been doing. You kids, can you cook? Hey, can you cook? Somehow. And you want to marry? Hey, Wendy, can you cook? You've been cooking what? Mention some of the things you cook. Hey, are you Wendy? Yes. You cook stew. Give a microphone. Teach us how to prepare stew. What type of stew? Speak into the mic and let's hear you. Speak into the mic.
X-Tew.
So tell us how we start the X-Tew. Hey, quiet. And listen.
Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Pepper.
Hey, bubaba.
Pepper, onion.
Okro.
No
okro.
Eggs.
Oil. And dawa. Okay. Yeah, continue. Hey. So let's say all your ingredients are correct. Now let's start. Let's start the cooking.
The saucepan on the fire.
You put saucepan on the fire.
Pour oil.
Hmm.
You tear a little.
Saucepan on fire. Oil inside. Then you do what?
Okay, you fry the onions. You cut onions and fry them.
You fry the
then
onion.
You put a little of tin tomatoes inside.
Uh-huh.
Then you pour, you will stir.
Brothers, as the cooking is going, then you're on your way to the drugstore. You're on your way to the drugstore. Continue. You think I'll finish? By this time, the banku, that we are not sure whether it is well cooked, is waiting for you. Now, ask you to boss it, yes?
Then you pour your...
Oh, shut up. Yes.
Then you pour your cut tomato.
You stir. Stir. We are listening to you. You. Queen, when we finish, you prepare jollof. Queen, when you prepare jollof right now. Yes. Hey. Are you continue?
Okay. Then you a pinch of salt.
You don't say tear.
A pinch.
We don't tear.
Okay.
You do what?
Okay. Scoop a pinch of salt
uh-huh.
in the tube.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Then you pie the egg and pour it inside. Because right now the stew is burning. No, we are still stirring. It's burning. So what are we putting inside now?
Don't use your
speak into the mic and use this sound for action. Eh?
Okay.
You think I'll say let's continue. We want the end of the stew. Brothers, are you seeing the type of girls where you see them dressed in the church? Yo, yes, Twaso.
You
JM Twaso. Yes.
You grind
ginger.
Ginger, pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, come on for there. No, continue. Right now, if you start, it means you are going to pour this into the boiler again before we see none all the money is finished for the ingredients. So continue. You see the type of sisters we have in the church. So if I go to visit Wendy, this is what I'll eat. Hey. Yeah. So if that shadow come to your house, because when I come and visit you, this is what you give me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. As Jesus was there. You know, if you go to somebody's house also. Okay. Oh, Shepherd Samuel. Oh, senior. Yeah, oh. Sit in front. Oh, please. Clap for Shepherd Sammy. But where are the people? They've come already. Oh, they are coming. They've come. Yeah. So Jesus, as Jesus went, they served Jesus drink. And Jesus was drinking. So Martha said that, the way Jesus is hungry, no, I'm going to do banku and egg stew for Jesus. Yeah, egg stew. So Martha went to the kitchen to be preparing egg stew. By this time, Mary, instead of you to go to the kitchen to go and help, Mary has come to sit down and he's just chatting with Jesus. So Jesus, how is this thing that your disciples? Then Jesus said, these disciples, I've left them at Samaria. They said that, so Judas, how far? Say, Judas is still there. Oh. Judas is still there. Say, so Matthew is doing well. Matthew is doing well. So he started chatting with Jesus when Martha is in the kitchen trying to put ginger inside the oil and pour this thing pepper and salt and dawadawa and okra into this thing to make stew for Jesus to eat. And at that time, when Jesus knew that he was passing Martha's house, he sent Peter Dems that I said Peter, he sent John James, John, and Co. that they should go and buy this thing. He's going to buy some medicine. He's going to buy some mega seed at the drugstore that is near Peter's mother-in-law's house. So they went. But now listen. He said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Jesus, as you are sitting down here and you are hungry, you, if right now you finish, you tell us that you are hungry and I'm cooking. Instead of you to tell Mary, to none of you know that sisters fight when it comes to cooking. That somebody is not helping somebody to cook. Yeah. It's a major quarrel in the house. If you are growing up and there are two sisters, you see, it's one of the main quarrel that somebody is not helping somebody. You don't you fight with your sister that she's cooking and you are watching television. Hey, it's not done, no. And look at it. And Martha said, beat her therefore that she helped me. So Martha told Jesus that Jesus, oh dear, can't you Mary say, on sorry free her to come and help me in the kitchen. Because it's not easy to cook. If you, those of you don't know how to cook, eh? You don't know how difficult it is to cook. So when your mother even cook and there's too much pepper in the food, you don't have to tell your mother that, hey, adena adenu meko, meko chemu say. Do you see? You don't say that. Yeah. But look at Jesus' response to Martha. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Auntie Martha. He mentioned Martha's name twice. He said, Martha, Martha. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Jesus, is that what you are telling me? You are hungry. You have come. We are preparing food. Tell my sister to come help me. You are telling me that I'm careful about many things. You drink water. Today you drink water. Yeah, you've gone. Your mother is cooking. And then they say, come here. And say, oh, man, you are... Niama how dodo. That day you sleep empty stomach. Yeah. One thing. And Jesus said that one thing is what Mary has chosen. To Jesus, the food is not important. Listen, there are many things that we are doing in this life that we think they are important. Brother, hey, all head class 10. There are many things that we think they are important. Point number one. Most people are busy about unnecessary things. Most people are busy about unnecessary things. Yes. Unnecessary things. Yes. Write it down. People are busily searching for money. People are busily searching for cars. People are busily searching for education. The Bible says that what? Only one thing. Tell your neighbor, only one thing. It's needful. It's like, among the many things you are doing, only one thing is needed. May you choose that good part. I said, may you choose that good part. Yeah. And Bible said that by the grace of God, Mary has chosen that one. He said, and Mary has chosen that good part. We are not saying cooking in the house is bad. Of course, if you cannot cook, who is come to marry you? We are not saying that education is not important. You have to go to school. What do you want to use your life for? You want to do sakawa? You must go to school. Peter, you must go to school. I will encourage you to go to school. School is very important. School is very, very important. But it is not needed. Yeah. Come sit here. Sammy, sit here. Then the two of you fill the blank spaces. Fill in the blank spaces. Inti asori kaka mubeba. Mube chenye yibabe puansana mubeba. Hey. Well, you were the chief elders. Yeah. People are looking for things. So. But look. One day. They will fold your two hands and put them on your chest. That is when life has come to an end. And you will see that. this colonization you are studying in social studies, you will see that this entrepreneurship that you have been studying in BDT, you will discover that viruses you have been studying in computer ICT does not matter. And that the only thing that is needful is your salvation. Yeah. Look, there may be a lot of keys to doors, but only one key can open the door. You need, look, salvation, salvation, to be saved. Look at my face, I'm about to close. To be saved. We as even children, you are taught to fight for things. But among the things you are fighting for, a lot of them are not important. A lot of them. You are fighting for shoes. You are fighting for clothes. You are fighting for this, for that, for phones. You die and you leave these things. You leave them one day. You leave them. Once a while, imagine yourself in a coffin. Once a while. Because you go anyway. Yeah. Yesterday, I was with my beloved. We were talking. Then we were something like that. We were talking about death. And I told her that, Charlie, the way it is, we will all live one by one. Look, the earlier you believe this, Eunice, you see this week you were sick. Remember, small you died. Everybody say, remember, small. Remember, just say, akakitu. Remember, small. Small. Ah, was it on your stomach or your head? Your stomach. Have you known people have stomach ache and they die before? Say, oh, Papa, we will not see you near him. Oh, and I didn't call desert. And I see. We will. Yeah. Oh, meet you. Yeah, you now can not see nitty nitty. Your class, the last, you that your class, your the guy in your school, the last time he died. Didn't the prince that no see nitty any ya, nitty na para, and I didn't know kokolebu, you could do her no way. That's how people die. So, why do you think that because you attend mega church, you cannot die? You attend mega church. Or you go to school at Mystical Rose. You are a useless person. You can die. When you go to secondary school, a lot of things will fight for your attention. Hey, inter schools, hey, inter schools debate, choir competition, inter core, inter house, every inter you will hear some. Yes, entertainment, hey, compound overseer prefect, a lot of things will fight. But one day, when you are completing the school, they will give you a sheet of paper which summarizes your effort in the school for the past 3 years. Usually, it doesn't take you 2 hours to understand the paper. When you take it, in the next 2 minutes, you understand it. And you see that you actually came to the school to come and do something different. The reason for your existence in the school, you didn't accomplish it. Yes. A lot of us are busy. You are busy. Small boy, you are busy. You don't have time for God. You are going to video games. Yeah, you are going to do super bet. You are here. You are doing super bet. God says, I should tell you that your days are numbered. Super bet. Small boy, what do you want in life? What do you want? You run from school and go and do super bet. Yeah. Yeah. Game center. Game center. Yeah. Jackpot. I'm preaching. One day, you will see that only one thing is needed. One day. A certain professor. I was a certain professor. When we say you are a professor, it means you are very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. You know a lot of things. You need to know a lot of things to become a professor. You understand? That's why nobody is calling you professor. Anybody who is calling you professor at this age, the person is lying to you. Or that down. Some of you, they call you doctor in your area. You think you're a doctor. You're not a doctor. They are actually mocking at you. They even call you Nana. It's that you, and so you think you and Otunfo, you are the same. So this professor, he knows a lot of things. He knows many things. He has read a lot of books and he has written a lot of books. One day, he needed to go to a place. And one of the places that he was going, he would need to sit in a boat to go. So he came to the shore, found a guy there with a boat, and asked, he told the guy that, look, he's going to the other side. Car cannot go. Only the boat can go. So the boy said, he should sit down so that he takes him there. As they were going, then he started telling the boy, why is he not in school? The boy said, well, no money. Ask the boy, do you know sociology? He said, oh no, sir, I don't know sociology. You don't know sociology? 10% of your life is gone. Hey, Professor Tubu. Small time, as they were going, then the boy decided to eat kenke. As he was eating flies, when there, you know, he has not been to school before. So the professor asked him, do you know parasitology? The guy said, I don't know this thing. He said, you don't know parasitology? 10% of your life is gone. As they were going small, he asked the boy, do you know pharmacology? He said, oh, professor, I beg you, I don't know pharmacology. Said, you don't also know pharmacology, and you are sitting down here. You don't know pharmacology, 10% of your life is gone. Everything, 10% of your life is gone. Small time they were going, he asked the guy, do you know biochemistry? The guy said, oh, prof. Now, idea of the meaning. He said, you don't know biochemistry and you are here on the sea. Eh? 10% of your life. I feel the boy. I didn't know in life. You are 10%, 10%. And the life, Asa. I can't zero. So, as they were going some more, then some wind started to blow. Then the boat was going this way and that way, this way. Then the boy asked the professor, do you know swimminology? Prof, right now, as we are here, do you know swimminology? Professor said, what is that? He said, you don't know swimminology? By this time that we are here, that you can see that the wind is blowing and the boat is going left and right. You are here after knowing biochemistry, pharmacology, biology, parasitology. You don't know swimminology. Professor said, please, Andrew. He said, you, it's not 10%, 100% of your life. 100%. And Ubewu, Ubewu. And you, they're not 10%. 100% of your life is gone. It's gone. You know biology. You don't know swimminology. And your life is finished. Yeah. You know a lot of things, but you don't know one thing. Yeah. That one thing which is supposed to save your life, you don't know. After you know pharmacology and we are about to die on the sea, bring your pharmacology to help you. Right now, what you need to know is called swimminology. If you don't know swimminology, for you, not 10% to 100%, it's gone. You're about to die. Number two. The one thing that is needful is to get wisdom, is to get the wisdom and knowledge of God. Is to get the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And that is what Mary has chosen. As Mary sat by the feet of Jesus, he was listening to the wisdom that was coming from Jesus. As you sit in church Sunday after Sunday, you hear the wisdom of God. You hear the knowledge of God. One of the things that can save your life. things that can help you to do well in this life is when you know wisdom. The wisdom of God. Look, there's the wisdom of man and there's wisdom of God. Yes. The wisdom of man, Unia, is very useless. Look at Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. People call you foolish girl because you lack wisdom. Yes. Yes. Wisdom is the principal thing. Are you there? Are you there? Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4, verse 7 is the principal thing. Look, this world, if we are saying, are we? You need to walk with wisdom. Yes. Wisdom will teach you as a sister, Abena, that when a man calls you, you don't go. You don't go. Kezia, wisdom will teach you that when a man tells you, say, Bramidi ublonya, you shouldn't go. Wisdom. Wisdom. Say amen. Amen. Are you receiving wisdom? Yeah. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. A fool. A fool. Boss, see to a yes came. A fool. You become a foolish person. King Solomon said that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. Already, you have a certain amount of foolishness in you. All of you. All of you. There's some foolishness in all of you here. Right now. Right now. Right now. You are a potential fool because you are a child. A lot of wisdom will neutralize the foolishness. A lot of wisdom. How do you get the wisdom? You get the wisdom by reading. You get the wisdom by listening to wisdom. Not many people are privileged enough to hear what you are hearing. Say amen. Amen. Yeah. That's why when you appear in my church, I don't teach you John 3:16 and close you. No. God will not forgive me. That you have come to church and for 2 hours I am teaching you John 11:35. Jesus wept. Amen. And I'm struggling to let you know that Jesus actually wept. Now, as Jesus has wept, how does it contribute to your life? I hope you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Then after that, I will share toffee for you and close you. Then me too. I call myself a pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you choose wisdom, you have chosen the right thing. You have chosen that thing. Hey. You have chosen that thing. You see, some of you are here. You see, the devil is trying to get your attention. The devil will tell you, knock this person. That's what is happening to you. So if you see somebody disturbing you, it's not the person, it's the devil. Because wisdom is coming. The devil doesn't want you to hear. And to uti onukana, uni nyinachi chiro. Yourself is doing you. Your bonsam. To me be a right how. And nano pay. Ye bonu to you. Oh, yes, so demo. Mary. As Mary was listening to Wisdom Queen, Martha was there preparing egg stew. And stew that Jesus cannot even eat. I don't think if I visit Wendy and she prepared this egg stew, I'll eat. Because myself, I'm a very good cook. I can cook. I can prepare stew, and you can use the aroma of my stew to eat your kinky. Hallelujah. Number three. Usually, there is one thing that keeps people away from God. One thing that keeps people away from God. Are you there? One thing, it keeps people away from God. But you never be kept away from God. You will stay close to the Lord. Stay close. Let me read the scripture to that effect. Mark chapter 10, verse 21. To some people, it's money that keeps them away from God. Some people, to it's women or men. Some of you, if you marry, I won't see you again. No. You tell me that your husband wants to eat food on a Sunday morning with hot nkatekwine, so you can't come to church. What is church? I've married my husband. My husband says he will eat fufu. Even the fufu, he doesn't like meat fufu. He wants the one that the team. Then the sweat, saliva, and everything will go inside. I don't know, open. And then the thick light soup. Light soup, I share kawa. Thick. Hot one. They ask, yeah, we could do it inside. Then as your husband is eating, then you are singing for him. Nonsense, girl. As your husband is sitting there singing, Christian soldier, you can join the army, armies of the... Then you'll be singing, Annette. Yeah. One thing can keep you away from God. You can see, the day you don't come to church, it's something that is keeping you away. Are you in Mark? Mark 10, 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross, and follow me. One thing, thou lackest. I say, you lack one thing. You lack one thing. But that one thing that you lack, may Jesus give it to you. Amen. I say, may Jesus give it to you. Amen. A certain time is coming in your life, you will not lack anything. You won't lack. You won't take trotro again. Look, car is never a sign of prosperity. Car is a tool. Do you know a tool? Yeah. Car is never a sign of prosperity. Jesus told him that one thing is keeping you away from me. Go and sell all your things. You see, small boy, who want money? Small girl, you want money. You are following men. Men are having sex with you everywhere just to give you money. because of money, you are in super debt. You hardly stay at home because of money. One thing that you lack is keeping you away from God. One thing. May Jesus satisfy that one thing. I say, may Jesus satisfy that one thing. One thing you lack. Yeah. But that one thing is what Mary has chosen. And he said that Mary has chosen the good part. May you choose the good part in Jesus' name. Number 4. One thing that is needful for you is to have a personal encounter with God. You don't have personal encounter with the Lord. You don't even do your quiet time. I'm not sure you did your quiet time this morning. Lift up and you did your quiet time this morning. Wow. The whole church. Nobody, not even one person, did a quiet time this morning. A personal, you see, when we say personal encounter, even though you come together as a church, you must ensure that Jesus knows you. Yes. How will Jesus know you? By going to him every morning. That devotion you do in your school is not quiet time. Yes. Kisa, do you have your quiet time every day? You don't. Jesus doesn't know you. You don't have a personal encounter with him. You don't have a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Don't think that what I'm preaching is higher than you. It's not high. Yes. The way you have a personal encounter with your television, when you pick the remote knows you. The remote, it knows you. It's the same way you must have a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Abena, you lack the Holy Spirit. That's why you struggle. You even struggle to study. Who controls your life? Now I'm asking a question. I say, who controls your life? It's God. God is supposed to control your life. He is the ruler of your life. But when you wake up in the morning, Chifogwe, you don't greet him. You are in the same house with your mother. She gives you food to eat. But when you wake up, you don't say good morning. That's what you are doing to Jesus. Queen, that's what you are doing to Jesus. You don't greet him. At all. You don't greet. You wake up, you go. You are hungry, you come. Eat, you go. You don't talk to him. Yeah. And it is one of the things that is needful. From today, learn to have a personal time with the Lord, even if it is for 10 minutes. Yes. You spend all your time at school, fellowshipping with friends. But the day you are in trouble, you remember you have a God. That's why when you pray, God doesn't mind you. Do you want a friend that will not talk to you? The day your friend needs 10 cedis, then you come to you. Oh, I beg, give me 10 cedis. When he give you, you pay, you go. When you need another one, then you come, I beg, give me 10. If you are like that, will you be happy with your friend? It's the same thing you are doing to God. You wake up, your first thing is to go and look for rice and eat. Rice. You are in hurry to go to school. You are in hurry because a certain teacher in your school came you when you are late. But you are never in hurry to talk to your Savior. What? heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. A personal encounter. It was a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Those of you who are at the convention, the Holy Spirit is a person. A real person. A real person. May you fellowship with the Holy Spirit. From today when you wake up, the first thing, pray. Pray. That's how we sing the song. Read your Bible. Pray every day.
Pray every day.
Pray every day.
Read your Bible.
Pray every day.
If you want to grow. If you want to grow.
If you want to grow. Hallelujah.
Read your Bible.
Pray every day.
Pray every day.
Every day you must pray.
Every day read your Bible. If you want.
And have a personal encounter with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Personal encounter. It's important for your Christian life to be meaningful. Some of you, you die and discover that you are in hell. Yes. Because when you get there, Jesus will say, I don't know you. Hallelujah. Number 5. About to close. One thing that is needful for us is for us to sacrifice so that we can have treasures in heaven. You sacrifice. 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 The word sacrifice is gone out of the church. Now, when people play organ, they want to be paid. When people play drum, they want to be paid. But it's not my church. You know my church. Yeah. Yeah. You cannot sacrifice your time as a child. You can't. But you have time for excursions. You cannot sacrifice your money to attention come. You have money for excursions. When your school is going for excursion, oh, you know where to get money from and pay. When it is money for camp, it's like we are removing your teeth or your tooth. You give us excuses and explanations, discussions on how your mother doesn't want you to attend because your mother says when you are going, you get accident on the road. Yeah. 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 You don't have treasures in heaven. You are not sacrificing. You can't sacrifice your time to come here on Saturdays. You cannot. You are in the house watching World Cup. Yes. Even with the World Cup car, Brazil is out. You are still watching. Portugal is out. You are still, Russia too is out, and you are still, Colombia is out, and you are still watching. Even Nigeria is out, you are still watching. Me kind, your country, Ghana, didn't even go for the World Cup. And you are here, Saturday come, and let's go and win souls. Listen, your treasure in heaven, it is equivalent to the number of souls you have won. I'm telling you. Look, winning of souls is not for pastors only. It is the duty, as I told you, of every Christian to win souls. Yes. Rightly be ye see ye. It's not only for school prefects. It's for everybody in GSS 3. Yeah. You have a friend who don't come to church. And you have told your friend that you are going to church and come. And you have left your friend. You are even shy. I've closed the book. Hey, call it. I've finished. You are even shy to tell your friend that you are a Christian. You are shy. You come and sit here that you are a Christian. You come and sit here. Yeah. Yeah. You are shy. And Jesus said that when you are shy of me among your friends, I will also be shy of you when you come to heaven. Even the heaven, you don't even go for him to be shy of you. Yeah. You are young. At the age of 13 years, you cannot tell your friend that let's go to church. Then when, which age do you want to tell your friend that they should go to church? You want to grow and have beer before. Yeah. Yeah. People were here yesterday. Yesterday we went out. Went out. Today, new people have come to the church. Yes. You are here. You are not doing anything at all. You are just there. And you want God to help you. When you are not helping his work, you want him to help you. You cannot sacrifice your time. How busy are you? What do you do? Where do you work? This 3x4 school you attend, and we went for Saturday classes. You went for Saturday classes. Saturday classes. On top of it, you have even failed your exams. With all this, your Saturday classes. Sacrifice your time for the Lord. Sacrifice. And tell a friend that, look, we see the way you are leading your life, and we are playing, you are leading your life. You don't go to church, you have been stealing the things, and one of these days you die and end up in hell. Follow me to church. You are shy. Shy. When we say go and call your friend to church, you are shy. At your age, you are shy. 14, 15 years, you are shy. You are shy already. Shy. You are shy. You cannot sacrifice your time. You cannot sacrifice your money. You cannot sacrifice your talent. Some of you can play drums. You are sitting down there. You don't want to play drums. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to help. You don't want to do anything for God. But you expect God to do something for you. Listen. Church, it's our duty to go. It is our duty to go out. Kezia, and call our friends. Now look, I'm inviting you to church. It's our duty. Are you not shy of yourself? That you don't do anything for God. But that's why God is not blessing you. I'm telling you. Believe me as your pastor. God will not bless you if you don't do anything for him. Believe it. Believe it. You see the type of life you are leading. Yeah. When you pray, God doesn't hear you. Because you don't do anything for him. There are people here who go and call people. Walking through the rocks. Going to look for people. And call them to church. And you are here. You have decided. Have decided that, look, me, church, I don't want my friends to know I attend church. Sit upright, sit upright, sit upright. I'm about to close. You don't want your friends to know. We are going for Shomkom. We are gathering money. Say no. Me, I should bring my money to where? that money, if I use it, I'll go and buy food and eat. Change your life. Change your attitude. When it comes to the things of your school, you are very active. Yeah. They even make you school prefect in your school. But when you come to church, you look like a fowl that they pour water on him. Don't do it. Stand to your feet. No, don't clap. Don't clap. Don't clap. Stand to your feet. This one, you want to tell God that whatever is needful, he should give it to you. Put your hand on your chest and pray for yourself. Say a prayer. Close your eyes. Don't watch anybody. Tell God that you are sorry. Tell God that you are sorry. That you are chasing things that don't have meaning. You are chasing things. You are chasing things that are not meaningful. Things that are not needed. They are the things you are chasing. But tell God that this afternoon, you should change your heart. You should give you a new heart. A heart of sacrifice. That you will go all out. Tell God that he should give you the burden to bring others to him. And that you have gone your way for far too long. As a child, you have gone your way. You have told yourself you are grown. You have gone your way. Tell God you are sorry. Tell God you are sorry. You can do more for God, but you are refusing to do. You can do more. Tell God to give you the grace. Tell God to give you the grace. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Lift up your hands and sing it. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Let's sing it again. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Lift up your hands and sing it. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Father, you reign and reign. Greater you, worthy to be praised. The Holy Spirit is here. Worthy to be praised. Father, you reign. And greater you, Lord.
Greater you, Lord.
Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Father, you reign. And great are you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Father, you reign.
Reign are you, Lord.
Let it be a prayer to you this afternoon. Great are you, Lord. Jesus,
great. Greater you, Lord. Greater you.
Ma bando sabata le kalasana ya. Malimbre na hale kanda ya. Matima. Male kole busaka brasa le. Kebo silia melebe. Baya. Sika tola bandelebe kabrando. Mazima ndelebe kebrunda ya. Mele kelebe. Mazamande kebru. Somebody sing it. I surrender
all to you. Everything I give, everything
I give. Sing it. Just try to sing it. I surrender. Jesus, we give ourselves away. Our lives are not ours. I give myself to you. My life is not my own.
My life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our lives are not ours. But Lord, this afternoon, we are saying we are giving ourselves away so that you can use us. Use us for your kingdom. Use us before the devil locate us. Use us before the evil day comes. While the evil days draw nigh, use us. We are available for your use. Heavenly Father, we are available for your use. Use us. Our lives are not ours. And this afternoon, Lord, we say we give ourselves willingly for your work. And for your service, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. I've been a Christian
for so many years.
Working the Lord and working in the church. And now I have a greater
passion to love my God. God made the sun, the moon, and the star. God is so great, everything seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even him. How can I love God whom I cannot see? This is my dream, the goal of my life. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee, to love you, Lord, is a great command. Lord, I want to love you, Lord, fall in love with you so deep.
You show me how to love you more.
Oh,
I don't want to without
loving you. He will keep my commandment.
Lord, I am meditating on your word so I can love you more.
Lord, please help me to keep your commandment. And what have you told me that I am not doing? Where have you said me that
I am not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice all for you. Loving you with all of my heart.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deep. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for showers of blessings. We thank you for grace and mercies. May we value our salvation. May we hold it fast and work it out with fear and with trembling. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. As we go to the Lord's table, pray for yourself that the Lord will touch your heart. Tell God to forgive you every secret sin of your heart, that He will help you. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That the blood of Jesus that is shed for us will make meaning in our lives. Pray. Pray. Katolaba satalaba. Mekendelebestikelebe. Masikola brandolaba. Mandolebo siriandaya. As we approach your table this morning, Holy Spirit, we pray that, Lord, let your blood serve as a form of protection. Let your blood protect us. Let your blood give us victory over the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Take your seat. What you need is the blood of Jesus. Father, we commit the blood and the body. We pray, oh God, that as we take them, May sicknesses go away right now. Every form of sickness, headache, stomach ache, any form of headache, sickness. Let there be instant healing right now. Instant healing in the name of Jesus. Sanctify it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
Where you take it with? Mandola basi kendelede. Pray, when you take it, pray.
In the spirit.
Maseko dalaba. Maleko lebro siriandi. Makabro sakapa. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Instant miracles. Instant miracles. Salabo dalabande.
Yes, Lord.
Understanding
we
in the name of Jesus. Kabo Sakapa. Mele Mando Lebo Shile. Makura Baba Bandelebe. Male Kosaka Bakele. Yes, 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 yes. Kaba Baba 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 Baba. Lima Seke. Believe it. Believe that you are holding the body. Believe that you are holding the blood of Jesus. Believe. 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 Yes. Yes. Believe. Believe. Kabando Saka Salaba. Fast. Yes, yes. Kamandaba. Kamandolobo. Male brendelebe. Silebendelebe. Makule bandaya. Mala brandorobo Syria. Male bandelebe kaba. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. What you are holding is the body of Christ. This one, as you eat it, every sickness in your body right now will vanish. And it will only happen to people who believe. Believe it. Right? I don't mean when you get to. I mean right now. Every sickness. See the body of Christ. This one is called the blood of Jesus. This is what has given us salvation. Because of this blood, we have salvation. Believe that as you take this blood right now, there will be